It's time for Wisconsin Life, and all this week, our look at literacy in Wisconsin. Miss Elizabeth escaped Liberia during its brutal Civil War. Her son helped her settle in Milwaukee, where she went to school for the first time in her life. She's since become an American citizen and continues to work on her English.
My name is Masita Swale from Africa.
But she goes by Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth came to Milwaukee from Liberia in 2007. She knew no English. She'd never even really gone to school.
Well, I didn't go to school, but I go to Arabic school. Mm-hmm. My father sent me to Arabic school. I was there for 2 years. I wanted to go to school, but my father didn't agree to that. So he said, no, he said, I can't go to English school.
Her father, she says, didn't understand the importance of an education.
And my father was a farmer. He took me to the farm. There were our heir until I was 16 years. Then I got married. I had 8 children.
Then civil war came to Liberia.
When the war came, 1989, at the time the war came, the rebel war came. So we're in Monrovia. We're there now. We're confused. We don't know where to go. At the same time, they're killing the people. The rebel then killing the people. Our people then there. They kill a lot of our people there.
More than 200,000 people would die in the war. Tens of thousands fled the country.
Because we had 16 tribes in Liberia. 16 tribes. That the Mandingo people, the rebel them, were killing them. Killing them. So we were confused. We don't know where to go. Yeah, we really suffer.
But then, one of Miss Elizabeth's sons secured refuge in Milwaukee. He later sent for the rest of his family. He also helped his mother learn English.
Soon I will come, my son told me, he said, Ma, he said they have school here for olden people. So I want for you to go there so you can learn how to write your name down, how to learn English. I said, okay. He sent me here.
She's come a long way.
When I come here newly, really, I will not know how to write my name down. And from 1, 2, 3 to 100, I will not know that. And from January to December, I will not know. So they teach me all that one.
Miss Elizabeth is happy to be in Milwaukee.
I love America, really. I love America because of the freedom. Yeah, I'm free in the country here, my children are free. Everyone are all happy. Yeah, I like Liberia, but America, I really want to stay here now. Yeah.
Miss Elizabeth is a Liberian refugee who now lives in Milwaukee. She shared her story as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin. After escaping trauma in their homeland, refugees who settle in Wisconsin have to navigate a new way of life. They learn a new language, new customs, and new social cues. Many refugees, like Miss Elizabeth, count on Milwaukee's International Learning Center to educate them. Michelle Martin is an ESL teacher there.
When you go to a foreign country and you start to live there, you can feel really lost. And it's just, you know, one thing for me to travel and choose to go overseas and know that I can come home. But when refugees come here, they're actually making a real major change in their life without the ability to take it back.
When you're teaching people about the culture of the U.S., of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, what are some of the basic things that they need to know about?
Things like shopping, what a grocery store is like, taking the bus, you know, how to look for a job. What is the expectation when you're talking to Americans about eye contact and getting to know people?
So the students that you work with now, what are some of the countries that they're from?
In my class, the majority of my students are from Burma. Many of them spent a lot of years in Thailand in refugee camps. I have several students who are from Somalia, from Laos, I've had students from the Sudan, some of the students in the other classes, Liberia, Croatia, Serbia, Iraq.
I mean, they're all coming from countries that have just experienced very traumatic situations. So is teaching refugees, is it different than maybe some of your other ESL classes where people aren't necessarily coming from war-torn, traumatic situations?
I have a lot of students that have had, well, they have PTSD, you know, they have trauma, physical trauma, and that affects their memory. Trying not to put too much pressure on them and making them feel comfortable and that it's a fun activity to learn.
What's really mind-blowing to me about the work that you do is you have a room full of students and the majority of them are new to the country and don't know English. They're all coming from different languages themselves. How do you teach a room full of people who are speaking Burmese or a variety of languages? How do you teach them English?
There's never a case where the teacher usually speaks your language. So the best way to do it is just to persevere and to start and go slow and repeat and use nonverbal communication. When you're talking about a pencil, you hold a pencil up in your hand. They hold a pencil in their hand. Some people, especially adults, it takes them a longer time to retain the information. I always say it's because their minds are fuller than children's.
Michelle, are there any students that maybe have left a huge impact on your own life?
I think all of my students, because I've spent so much time with them in the last year and a half, I mean, I see them 20 hours a week. One of my students tells me that he feels such success because now he can go through the drive-thru at the Walgreens pharmacy and not have to have his son, who's about 7 years old, translate for him when the pharmacist asks for his name and address, and he doesn't need his son, which gives him a sense of empowerment and makes me feel like, oh, this is great. I've done something good.
Michelle Martin is an ESL teacher with International Learning Center in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more at wisconsinlife.org.